Boxes were all filled with gifts, big and small. But sharing pure love is the greatest gift of all. Stay cozy, my people, and have a Boss year.
Get into the holiday spirit with Boss and our ultimate gifting edit. Visit your nearest store or explore our curated selection online at boss.com.
Happy holidays and welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda, and we are so happy to have you here because it is Christmas Day and we are here to chat about Christmas, and we have two special guests, Chance and Angela.
Hi. How are you guys doing today?
Hi. Merry Christmas.
It is Christmas Day if you are listening to this on the day that this drops. Yeah, and it's a good day. I hope you're having a good time because we are.
We're having a great day, and we are all experiencing Christmas on.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, guys.
Yes.
I've had a bucket of eggnog and
a bucket.
Ready to
a
go.
Bucket.
Yeah, good night.
Okay, for starters, I love eggnog.
You do?
I love it.
Like the original way, God's intended way.
God's given eggnog.
Okay.
Because there's like a lot of, I feel like there's a lot of like fun ways. Trader Joe's has like an eggnog liqueur that's fun. But it's not like eggnog.
Put liquor in my eggnog.
Yeah. Eggnog is like.
I've never successfully put liquor in eggnog.
Oh, I started.
What do you put in it?
You're drinking like eggs.
I drink eggnog. Yeah, just full on.
What is that? I don't know.
It's literally whipped eggs.
Good.
And I don't know the rest.
Do you know?
I actually don't, but it's delicious. We have our team currently working on this right now.
Yeah. A team of analysts are working
it
very
seems
hard.
It's like cream and egg yolk.
I think that eggnog my grandparents would always put bourbon in it.
Yeah.
Or you could put Bailey's in it.
Oh, okay. But that's so much cream
already. Yeah,
Bailey's
is already cream.
When you're drinking it, are you having it warm?
No, I would just get it out of the. I would just get it out of the fridge, pour myself like a small glass of it because you can't drink a ton of that, and I would just drink it.
It's just like a milkshake in a carton,
yeah,
right?
But yeah, with bourbon. Wait, then it's alcohol.
Have you not had eggnog?
No. I've had eggnog like cocktails.
Yeah.
Eggnog, like liqueur. Like, there's the Trader Joe's one that always goes out that me and my roommate grab immediately. It's like this eggnog liqueur thing that is so freaking
Well, they also make almond milk eggnog.
That sounds disgusting.
That if you have lactose issues, which I kind of do, I got almond milk eggnog. Guys,
I have
a Christmas tree and we got almond milk eggnog and it was effing delicious.
Yeah, to me, that is bizarre. Saying you have dairy issues but you want eggnog, where do you even begin?
Just have a side of nutmeg.
Yeah, like what do you, there's nothing you can have that you like about it.
Listen, I have the milky drink in my hand and it's not going to make me shit my pants to death.
No, you're right. You should be able to have it too,
that's,
but
that's
it's
fair.
So dairy.
It is so dairy.
I would trust an oat milk eggnog.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
See, we like that. We don't like almond for some reason.
At that point, though, if I can't have dairy, then I'm going to drink the like hot cider. That's going to be my move. Yeah.
So are those like Christmas traditions for you guys? Eggnog, hot cider? Like what are the Christmas drink traditions
Ooh,
for you guys?
Mulled wine?
My mom loves to do the
really?
Mulled wine thing.
What is that?
Spiced wine.
Tea. And it's tea.
So that's just wine.
What?
You can do tea and then red wine.
So that's just red wine with like a stick of cinnamon in it?
Yeah, my mom makes it like in the crock pot.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think it's, I'm not like crock a red pot. Wine person, but the mulled wine, I'm just kind of like, no.
It sounds like your family's doing pretty traditional.
My mom loves Christmas. And my grandma, she, like Christmas was very stereotypical, like 50s. Christmas with all the same decorations. Like they loved to Christmas Eve was more like,
yeah,
it just the vibes.
Yeah.
But my mom recently wanted to get into the mulled wine thing.
Mulled wine.
Well, mulled wine, for some reason, the idea of it sits not right with me.
Well, yeah, it's like heated up.
What did she do to you?
I think it's just like, good question.
I don't love it.
Is that one of your, what's one of your drink traditions for Christmas? Do you have
vodka?
Yes.
Straight.
Yes. Vodka soda?
What isn't your drink tradition?
Vodka soda on Christmas?
My parents, yeah, 100%.
A vodka soda?
And Baileys. She loves Baileys.
Ours is definitely like gin, rosemary, cranberry, and soda.
That sounds great.
And
that sounds
eggnog. Great. Mm-hmm. So there's a cool thing that you can do. You can put cranberry, rosemary, and then freeze it.
Yes.
Make those ice cubes. And then
it looks like a little tree in your cup.
Yes.
That's very Pinterest. Your parents did that back in the day?
Fuck no, they did not.
Yeah.
My parents just
going to say that's very 2005 Pinterest girly.
No. My parents did. Well, we always had it at my grandparents. So it was always eggnog and bourbon, lots of wine. Like we are just a wine.
Yeah. My family's that way
wine
too.
Family. And then just a bottle of Bailey's if you want it. No, nothing really hot. We didn't really do mulled wine or hot cider or any of that shit.
We didn't have any drink traditions growing up. But my family doesn't really drink too much.
But did you grow up in a cold climate?
No, cold grew up in Arizona.
Arizona,
so
yeah.
It was
crazy
not.
You had hot drinks, though.
We grew up in a cold climate. But the thing about East Coast people is when it's freezing, we drink iced coffee. We're fucking weird.
Yeah.
We like cold things.
Wild.
Like, I was just there on the East Coast in Southie, and it was so cold, and everyone got iced coffee.
That's
even the
wild.
Cops. I don't know why.
Even the cops.
We don't like
even the cops.
We don't like drinking hot shit unless it's like coffee or like later in the day. But we even have hot coffee in the summer.
That's wild.
We just don't have hot cider or any of that shit, except on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is like hot cider, but Christmas.
Do you guys have traditions on Christmas Day?
Yes.
Like, what do you do on Christmas Day? My family is like,
we open the sock and boppers and we go to town.
We open the presents.
Okay, yeah. What was everyone's Christmas
what the
like
hell do we
growing
do?
Up?
Yeah,
what,
what's Christmas morning tradition?
Because some people, I think, go hard on Christmas, and some people grow up in families where it's kind of like, whatever. And that's fine.
I was going to say,
Christmas
your mom.
Eve is stacked. It's like, you got to go this place, this place, this place, this place, this place.
Your mom is an inspiration because I think I want to be that way. I want my kids to be like, my mom takes this really seriously. Because I have a crazy thing that I do that I thought about this morning where I got in my car and I was like, oh, it's not December yet. Where once December starts, I lock myself in musically and I will not let myself listen to anything but Christmas carols.
100%
same.
You only listen to Christmas music through all of December.
Once December starts.
Like if I want to listen to music, it's going to be a type of Christmas music.
Yep.
I will not let myself. And even this morning, I had like normal music playing and I was like, doesn't feel right.
Yep.
Really?
Feels like I should be listening to Christmas
music. I listen to Christmas music the moment I got my Christmas tree and I was like, oh no.
That's what
it
I'm
It has
for.
Begun.
See, December 1st, I'm out.
I think I'm usually day after Thanksgiving, but there's such a long period this year that I'm like, I don't know if I can do 5 weeks.
That's what
Christmas.
I'm waiting.
But
so I don't
4 weeks,
crazy.
Definitely.
Growing up, I was obsessed with Christmas music. I was so stoked. In fact, I would want to listen to it before Thanksgiving. Like if it started to play on like one of those music channels on TV.
Yeah, yes, yes.
But as I've gotten older, I don't know, man. I think it's because they're the same Christmas songs every year. And I'm kind of like, all right. Like.
Yeah, there's some remixes.
Yeah.
Like Ariana Grande. I feel like.
Absolutely.
Feel
Santa
like
Tell
depends.
Me is my favorite Christmas
That
song.
One's good.
I mean,
Faith
Hill
like
keeps you coming.
Ones,
she'll redo something.
I love Faith Hill. Oh, the Grinch. The Grinch song. You know, the Grinch song that she sings?
I was not expecting you to go, oh, the Grinch song.
Oh, okay. So Christmas, do you guys have any specific traditions on actual Christmas?
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Other than music?
Other than opening presents? No.
So Christmas Day, I have a weird family where my parents were the black sheep and moved out to California because my dad got a job out here when they just got married.
For Marvel.
No. That's a rumor. So,
her dad, Stan Lee.
Okay.
Oh, no. R.I.P.
The only person that works for Marvel at this company is Rasha. Please.
Put Rasha
in a Marsha movie. It's a Marsha movie now. So all of my family, most of my family is in Florida and in Miami. So every Christmas since I've been a kid, we go to Florida.
How did I not know that?
Yeah. But then my Italian grandmother on my dad's side, once we moved here, she moved here too because she wanted to be with us. So at some point, we were like, okay, we're going to stay here for Christmas Eve to be with my grandma that lives here. And then Christmas Day, we're going to open our gifts in the morning, and then we're going to get on a plane.
Jesus.
So we can be in Florida the rest of the day.
Was that enjoyable? Or you're doing it that?
I mean, when we were little kids, I guess it worked out really well because we just like get on the plane. And I think it was cheaper for my parents to fly the day of.
Oh, yeah.
It's
super cheap. And
then ever since then, it was just like weirdly a fun tradition it started where like we would like get on the plane and then show up. And then all of my cousins would pick us up from the airport.
Wait,
and it was a
cute.
Party.
That's really cute.
And then
cute.
We'd go straight to the house, and it was just like another present party.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's really cute.
But now it's gotten old because
you're still doing that.
We're still doing it.
Mm-hmm. That sounds awful.
Yeah, it's now old, and my brother and I will bring little shooters to the plane.
Wait, okay, that sounds actually kind of fun.
And my brother and I will just be in LAX at 9 a.m. and it's empty.
You know what? I love airport. I love spending.
I think you've switched about your opinion on this four times.
You know what? That sounds really, really fun. Well, I feel like growing up, my tradition was like, mine was like a 5-day event. Like, it was like Christmas Eve was very specific. We always went to a party, like my mom's good friend, and then we always did midnight mass. Always.
What's midnight mass?
Midnight mass is mass at
midnight. Got it.
So
mass is going to church?
Yeah, going to church. Okay. So we would do midnight mass and every single night, every single Christmas Eve, and then you go to bed, and then you wake up at like 5 a.m.
Were the kids separated from the adults, or were the adults in the same room as the kids?
So my mom was a children's liturgy teacher, so she would take the kids into a separate room. And
what
like,
age was the divide at?
I don't know.
I feel like it's like 13.
I think when you're a teenager, if you're like 14 or 15, you have to sit there.
Wait, I'm on the edge of my seat. You got up again at 5 a.m.?
Yeah, we get up at like 5 or 6
a.m.
That
sucks.
Growing
for
up.
For what?
For Christmas.
Your guys' Christmases suck.
Do you open
Christmas
the presents?
Presents.
So you
guys
open
do
the
not
presents
know how to do Christmas.
You go
you're drinking hot dairy juice.
Yeah, dude. I'm over here drinking hot dairy juice,
and
that's my only obligation. Meanwhile, you guys are waking up early to either travel across the country or go friggin' listen to someone.
Christmas is not rest. The holidays in my family are not rest. They're actually like, it's fucking go time.
Oh, this sounds like the East Coast or an
Italian
family.
It is not.
It's a lot
sure.
of people's holidays.
It is not
a lot of
rest.
Like religious families' holidays are
you
work.
Wake up, you open your stocking, which always has clementines in it. Like my mom just covered it in fruit.
What?
And then like random shit.
That's us with salami.
Yeah. And then you have a big breakfast, and then you
go
to your grandparents.
My Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, my Christmas is rocked, okay? I was having the, like, classic. So ours was not, like, a religious Christmas. My mom is religious, but, like, you know, so she would sometimes be like, yeah, and this is the day. And I'd be like, yeah, cool. Presents.
Where are the gifts?
But I was, so as a kid, I legit believed in Santa, like, hardcore. And I was amped about it every year.
Spoiler alert, if you believe in Santa, turn this off now.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. If you believe in Santa,
If you believe in Santa,
and your kids
stop
are around,
watching,
stop listening.
You're going to be disappointed. But I would send the letter. I would be thinking about it all Christmas. I'd be listening to Christmas music all the time. I loved it.
Oh, I bet your letter.
Were you ever
was
on the naughty list? Did you ever not get presents?
No.
Okay,
I don't know.
Would your parents do that to
you?
No, but they would put coal in my brother sometimes when he was really bad.
Whoa! They committed.
He would still get presents, but it'd be like, hey, like that's the whole point of it.
I know, but I can't believe it. I didn't know any parents actually.
Yeah, my parents aren't pussies. They'll put coal in your fucking stocking, bitch.
They'd be like,
if you act like you deserve coal, you're going to get coal.
It's actually so smart to use the metaphor that society gave them. What? I'm jumping on. I'm
no,
like,
you're
wow.
Right. You're right. It's like there for a
it's
reason.
It's the biggest report card of the year.
It is
it's
the biggest
true.
Report card of
it
the
is
year.
True.
Why not use it and cash in? Where do you
and they
get
still got
coal?
Presents. It was just like, what do you
where
mean?
Do you buy
where
do you
get
coal?
I mean,
it's,
anywhere.
You can get at the grocery store?
You're from the East Coast and you don't know where to get coal?
You know, people like burn it to.
Yeah.
I don't know
but
where
that
to
gets
coal.
Your shit all messy.
Charcoal.
Who puts that in?
And that's the point. Don't be acting all naughty. You're gonna get
Amanda's never grilled
dirty.
In her life.
Fuck.
Christmas Eve night, we'd have like a nice dinner, family sort of thing. That'd be kind of it. Otherwise, we're not really doing anything crazy. But I would go to bed and I would not sleep because I'm just like
yep.
I'm
could
just,
so
I'm up
picture
and I'm just like,
this.
I'm just like
yep.
And I'm like,
that's why we're up at 5 a.m.
I remember looking out my window, trying to look up at the roof, being like, do I see it?
Yeah.
Do I see it? Oh, shit.
I heard footprints last night.
Now, I'm stupid for believing in Santa.
No.
Because my parents were lazy about it. They were lazy about, like, doing the whole thing. You know, we'd set out the cookies and the milk for Santa, leave a little note. But I would wake up at, like, 5 in the morning, and I'd be, like, ready to go. And then I'd be kind of, like, peeking out, whatever. And then, like, you know, 6 to 7, sometimes I think it'd be, like, 7 a.m., and I would hear commotion because my parents wake up super early. And then my mom would be like, yeah, Santa's not done with doing his stuff. And looking back, I'm like, okay, got it.
But you just ate that shit up.
But I'm like, you could have just like done it earlier in the night or whatever. But I'm like, you guys woke up and were like, all right, let's set up.
I think
stuff,
most parents, you know. Did you guys?
I think they do it.
Oh, my mom took down a whole bottle. My mom had a whole bottle of Sauvignon Blanc and would build the trampoline with my dad. And then they would go to bed, you know?
Damn.
They would do it
trampoline
at night. Oh, yeah, me and my brother once got a trampoline.
How many trampolines? Oh, okay.
No, every we year we'd get a new trampoline.
Every year.
They would stack on top of each other.
So you guys all believed in Santa?
Yeah.
Growing
why
up.
Are you saying it? Why, it
whoa,
like
whoa, what the
no,
fuck?
My finger just wanted to do this.
Can I tell you,
my finger's up.
I did not for too long. And I had a moment with my mom that's absolutely hilarious to me, where there was one year where I was talking to her about Santa, and I was talking to her about the mechanics of it, and I was young, and I was like, I just like, you know, I was like, I don't want to go to bed too late because I want to make sure we're like not awake so he can come in and feel good about it. And then I was just like, but you know, and I was like kind of second guessing it. And I remember my mom was on the toilet and like she was in the bathroom, and I was in her like other, her, she was like in the small toilet room, and I was in like her bathroom. And I was like, you know, and then she walks out of the bathroom and she looks at me and she has like eye contact with me. I went, and we just had this like deep eye contact, and I went, he's not real, is he? And she looked at me and she went, yeah, he's not real. It was literally just eye contact. And I went,
oh my God.
How old were you?
I don't know, but I remember being young, and it was just the look she gave me, and I went, got it. And then we never spoke of it again.
That's insane.
She was probably just like, my job is done.
You guys had like an HBO level scene.
Truly, I think my mom was just like, I'm done with this bullshit.
I actually love your mom for that.
I respect that.
My parents tried to keep up the Santa. I found out that Santa wasn't real when I literally was like, I was so investigative. Like, this is when Harriet the Spy movie came out. I was Harriet the Spy all over my house.
Harriet the who?
Harriet the Spy. Remember that movie? Uh-uh. Anyways, you're not a girl in the 90s. So I would like hide behind the couch and be like, today my mom is working on food and she's baking. Oh no. So I was very investigative. So I remember like days before Christmas, I went up to my parents' room and my dad wasn't there and my mom wasn't there. And I was like, all right, what's going on in here? And I searched their closet, and their closet was like another house. I swear to God, their closet was like multiple apartments. I was like, whoa.
This is naughty list behavior. This is naughty list behavior.
I opened their closet and I found a whole big stack of two all my sister's names from Santa. And I was like, and I remember asking, I was like, Mom, is Santa not real? And she was like, don't tell your sisters. And I was like, okay. Because my little sister believed it.
Honestly, that's probably one of the best things you could have found when searching your parents' closet as a kid. It could have been way worse, I feel like.
Ew.
Don't do that.
I just feel like, I don't know.
I think I was I think I was kind of older. I think I was like...
I was like 17.
I think I was, 21.
I saw...
Santa.
I saw him, so I don't know why you guys are talking like this, because it's really blasphemous.
Blasphemous?
Blasphemous.
Yeah.
Honey.
I saw my mom brought home books that I'd asked for, and I saw them, or I asked Santa for.
Of course you'd ask for books.
And
that's
I
hot.
Saw them.
I would like 4 Bibles for
She
Christmas.
Forgot to put them away, and they were on the counter in a bag. I still saw them, but I was like, I asked Santa for those, so why are you buying them, bitch? And then I got them from Santa, but I didn't say anything to my mom, and I kept it a secret for like 2 years because I didn't want her to know that I know, and I didn't want my little brother and sisters to know that I knew, and so we had to keep it a secret.
Wow, you're good at like being crazy. Like, everyone is needs to be on the same page about this.
They need to be on the same page, too.
That's really sweet. Where I was at, I was like, Mom, we need to talk.
No, see, I believed in him. And like I said, my parents would be lazy in that way. But then when I ask, my mom would not budge.
No.
She'd be like, she's
same.
He's real.
I would prod too.
And I'm talking, she held on until I was like 15.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And I'm like, Mom, I know he's not. And she'd be like, well, I don't know. I think he's real. And I think, because I was the youngest, so I know she wanted to like hold on to it. Oh. But I'm also like, if you wanted me to really believe, you should have really pulled out all the stops then. But you would be lazy, but then be like, yeah, no, but he's real.
We are so hard on our parents.
They would make Christmas great. And I didn't care. I would also be like, yeah, I know he's not real. Like, I still love Christmas.
Okay,
I still
that is a beautiful Christmas movie with, like, Deborah Messing, a mom.
The Mothman
Deborah
prophecies.
Messing. Why Deborah Messing?
Why Deborah Messing?
Okay, bitch, I'm not a casting director.
Whoa.
Okay,
you're getting cold this year.
Let me pitch my movie and you can cast
all
her
right.
later.
Well, also...
No, okay,
also,
it's better pitch her movie. Yes?
Okay.
Wait, what?
If you... We had a rule in my house. If you searched for the presents, if you found the presents, you wouldn't get the presents.
Whoa. Your parents were cutthroat.
Well, absolutely. What? You're getting cold.
Shit.
It's, what? You,
my
it's
parents
a
had no boundaries. Okay? Mm. They, no still boundaries. They still don't. They still don't.
I would purposefully not search because I think at a certain point I knew, but I didn't want to like.
Yeah,
so I was like, no, I have to believe.
It teaches you to wait for surprises.
Because if you don't believe, then he's not real.
100%.
Okay, Angela, pitch your movie because I'm dying.
Yeah,
okay,
let's hear this.
It's a mother whose last kid. So all the kids have like gone to college or growing up, and you. And it's a kid that's 15, and it's like you. You could play him. I'll put in a good word to casting.
Thanks.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, okay. They're cutthroat. Okay, and so she's a woman, and she's like, she's very heavy physical comedy woman. Okay, she's a Julia Louis-Dreyfus, I would say, type. Okay, but I don't want to say anything for casting.
Yeah.
And she's super sad her son is growing up, and it's her last kid. And she's one of those types of stay-at-home moms where like
Marissa Tomei,
she doesn't her identity is being a mother. So now that her kids grow up and they don't need her anymore, she's freaking out. So it's this age where her son doesn't believe in Santa anymore, and she's like, no, Santa's real. Santa's real. So the whole movie, she's like really making him believe in Santa. And she like gets a sleigh and gets all this stuff, and she goes out of control.
Tell me that she's divorced and she has a boyfriend that's like a part of it.
You got it.
And they finally get closer because she's like, I need help, but I don't want to put this on you. And he's like, let me help you.
And she's in full prosthetics as a Santa.
Whoa.
And then finally at the end, she's like, I can't do this. And he's like, Mom, I'm not going anywhere. I love you.
Okay. I think... I don't know about Deborah Messing, though.
I don't know about Deborah
Messing.
But I'm in. Yeah, not Deborah Messing, but otherwise, good.
Good.
Maybe, you know who's probably going to steal that project is Reese Witherspoon.
You think so?
I don't think she's playing those roles.
Laura Linney? So. No, she's too big. Laura she's too Linney. Big.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're getting cold. If you had kids, would you, like, you know, make them believe in Santa?
100%.
You let that go.
Absolutely. I would. I want to keep the magic alive.
Bitch, I want to dress up. I want them to catch me.
I find
to like role play.
Ooh.
You're like fucking making a D&D for them.
Absolutely. A whole world.
You know what I won't do?
Like, roll for persuasion.
I won't do that freaking creepy elf. I won't
the elf on the shelf.
Elf on the shelf. The bullshit stops here.
Have you seen what some parents are doing to their kids?
If you guys like Elf on the Shelf, stop listening.
They draw on their face with marker and they're like, look what the elf did. And the kid's like, oh, man.
So my sister does Elf on the Shelf, and she by accident left it by the oven, and this elf on the shelf fucking was deformed. Half its face was melted, and my sister went... Elf on the Shelf is fucked. And she made her husband go out and get Elf on the Shelf. And I'm like, come on.
That's Wait, so funny.
I thought it started as like a nonprofit.
I don't. I thought you just buy one of these elves and then you just hide it every day.
You hide it, and if you touch the elf, then something bad happens.
Don't touch the elf.
What?
Never touch the elf. Okay, I want to pitch my movie now.
Okay, is it Elf on the Shelf?
No, it's not Elf on the Shelf.
Okay.
That will be a horror movie soon, though.
Yes.
Why is it not?
I don't. Can't believe it's not. Honestly.
Yeah.
Elf on the Shelf is terrible.
Yeah.
And Deborah Messing tries to put her in the oven.
No. Enough with Deborah Messing.
Okay. Elf on the Shelf can have Deborah Messing. Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She seems a little bit like stern, and I'm.
Okay. Who's the elf?
Who's the elf?
I don't think anyone's the elf. I think
Jacob Elordi.
I don't. I think
big.
The elf is just. It's the little elf. I don't think anyone plays
the
elf.
The little elf.
Well, who's gonna voice the elf?
Yeah, thank you.
Not Jacob Elordi.
Not Jacob Elordi.
It has to be someone with like a weird little voice.
Ooh yeah.
I'd love to throw my name in the hat.
Okay,
yeah, Angela. Let's hear it. Let's
booked
hear it.
I'm a little elf on the shelf.
Okay, let me.
Oh,
yes.
I
want to
put my name in the ring
okay,
too.
Okay, go ahead, Chance. Oh, don't throw up.
I'm a little elf on the shelf.
Oh, you're barely gonna be able to keep
stole
that
my
voice
read.
Over
he
up.
Literally stole my choices.
Okay, fine.
I'm a little elf on the shelf. Literally
okay,
the exact
awful.
Same
that's
thing
called
you
Gremlins?
Just did.
Here's my elf on the shelf.
Hey, you guys gonna go to bed or what's the deal?
I have a question for you guys. Do you guys do presents for your friends?
Some of them.
Occasionally.
No.
Because I get into this all the time because my love language is gift giving, and that shoots me in the foot financially because I am obsessed with buying gifts for people.
Can I tell you what you can do? Secret Santa. Me and my sister stopped buying gifts for each other. We now do Secret Santa. We pick our names out of the hat on like an internet thing, and that's what I do with my friends.
Yeah.
I was going to say, though, my favorite gifts at this point are like little, small little things.
Yeah.
Things that cost less than $3 sometimes are sometimes my favorite
things. Yeah, like a penny that's like flattened. That's what I want.
Actually, I'm not kidding. If someone gave me that, I'd be like, hell yeah. Like, I don't know.
Then what do you do with it?
I don't
Where
know.
Where does it go?
Trinket drawer.
Like, trinket drawer?
I think you have to, I think presents for friends is too hard.
Yeah. Unless you get like a bottle of wine, which is still like that adds up if you're getting that for a lot of people.
White elephant.
Yeah.
I always say consumables are the best gifts.
Consumables.
Candles, like any sort of like cheese, maybe a nice cheese or something.
Yeah.
Or wine, something
like
that.
A restaurant
because
gift
that
card?
Way there's no pressure on like,
it's like you're
knowing if they
this.
Kept it. Like if it's gone the next week and they regifted it, you don't know if they drank it or
gift
not.
Gift card is hard because then you know how much it is.
Yeah, gift
You're
cards.
You're like, ooh, $15.
I just don't.
Target.
I don't know. I have no problem with gift cards, but I don't like to give gift cards.
Yeah.
But if I receive either. A gift card, I don't. I'm stoked.
Yeah.
I got a couple gifts already.
Really? I haven't started at all.
I got your gifts already.
See, that's what annoys me.
You got us gifts?
Yeah.
Now we have to get him one.
No, you
don't. Just
no,
so
we
you
don't.
Know, it's
no, we don't.
We're not recording this on Christmas Day, obviously. So I haven't started my Christmas shopping.
Don't.
We don't.
I mean, it's not Christmassy at all.
That's not how that works.
Okay.
We have no Christmas decorations in here, I just realized.
No, there's
no. No, we're not dressed for it.
No,
whatever.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think. No, I don't mean that. I didn't mean to say that was annoying, but it is like, it is a weird territory. I think friends, like within this age range, walk where it's like, it's not like a known thing to get each other gifts. So it's like sometimes I have a friend that will get me a gift and sometimes they won't. And then sometimes I see it in their eyes when I get them a gift and they're like, oh, I didn't get you something for Christmas. And then it's like this weird
That's
thing.
That's why I just don't do it unless it's like a party or a hang and you know that there's going to be gifts that are going to be exchanged.
The only time I get people gifts is when I see something and I'm like, this deserves to be
I'm the
theirs,
same one.
Yeah.
And I think I'm the person to give it
That's
to
good.
Them.
And you got us gifts.
Because there was something, yes.
Did you get us all the same thing?
No.
Oh, wow.
So you happened to be seeing something and you saw it for all, something for all three of us.
You're not going to guess it. Sorry.
All three That's of okay. us are going to like this. Oh, no, it's different. Different things.
I do like giving people gifts.
I love it.
But it is tough because I'm the same way where I'm not going to give someone a gift just to give them a gift.
I'm so bad at it.
I'm only if I see something that I'm like, oh, yeah.
I'm not a good gift. Gifts are not my love language, really. Like, no. I'd rather, like, do something for someone. But it's like every year, and some of my sisters are just on it. They're like, all right, mom, dad, nieces, nephews.
I'm obsessed
And
with
I'm
it.
Just like, I can't. It's gift. Mm-hmm. I'd rather spend the money on a trip home to see them at a time that's opportune. Yeah. Like, gift giving, it's just not, it's not my love language. I don't know.
I don't know what it
Fine.
Is. It's like, and I don't even like shopping. Like, you guys know me, I don't like buying stuff for me. I never online shop for me. I never go shopping for me. Like, all my clothes are still from, so many of my clothes are still from high school. Like, I just don't.
Yeah, that shirt is definitely from high school.
Yeah, I wear this all the time. But it's like, I don't, I.
Oh my God. Not throw up.
Do not cry. Don't cry and don't throw up.
But buying somebody else something is just so fucking fun because for some reason it's just easier.
Especially if you nail it. If you see something like last Christmas, I saw a gift for my mom where I was like, oh, this is it. And I made her tear up.
Yeah,
I
mean,
and I was like, yeah, let's freaking go.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Was it an aura frame?
It was actually, so do you know those maple balls that I've made?
Yes.
Occasionally? So those are a recipe that my grandma made that was, it's just like a family recipe thing. It's so easy to make, though. And I was able to get the recipe engraved on a cutting board. And so it's a little more decorative. It's not like a cutting board you're going to
use. That is?
But I got that for my mom, and she, yeah, it was
That awesome. Is amazing. That's
so, what's I the know. Best gift you guys have given? Because that sounds like a really amazing gift.
I was truly, stoked on
it's
that.
It's truly like not even like a price thing. It's a thought thing.
Yeah,
that
it's
I think
a thought
I love.
Thing.
And I think it's like creative writing, but in the form of stuff. Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like 2 years ago, I got my mom, because we had a really rough year that year, and she was feeling really lonely. And I spent, I think, $15 because it was a rescue kitten. And I just got our kitten.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Truly.
Yeah.
But it was the cheapest gift ever. But it was just a kitten.
We never, I always, as a kid, dreamed of that Christmas morning where you'd have a new pet.
Yeah.
I know.
Never
it
happened.
Truly the coolest thing.
Which is
where
fine,
I got to wrap up like a leash or whatever, or like a collar. And she was like, what is this? It was actually so funny. I wrapped up a cat toy that was one of those cat toys with a ball around like a thing. And then it was so funny. I have it on tape where I was like, it's for anxiety. Look. And she goes, oh, this is so nice. And she kept playing with it. And I was like, it's supposed to calm you down.
Yeah.
She kept playing with it. And she was trying to be so nice. She was like, interesting. Thank you, Angela.
Interesting. Thank you,
that
Angela.
Classic, that old video of that kid unwrapping an avocado.
An avocado.
He's like, it's an avocado. Thanks.
What about you? Did you give a really the best gift?
Give or get give an incredible
or get.
You cook good stuff around Christmas.
You cook good stuff around Christmas.
You do. That's
you're
my
right.
gift.
If
those
someone baked
gifts.
Me a pie, that would I'd be that, stoked.
Those are my gifts.
Yeah. I usually have like a dinner party or something where I just
are
cook
there things
the shit
you cook or
shit.
Bake every year?
Lately, yes. I do thumbprint cookies.
Nice.
They're actually my favorite. With
put your actual thumbprint on it.
I put my actual thumb and I shove it in the cookie dough. And I do like strawberry jam or raspberry jam.
They're
or
so
like
good.
Apricot.
Jam.
I do love to cook. Cooking is like my favorite thing.
Loaded
is there a good gift that you got? I can't look at you right now.
Why?
Hey, be nice.
Why? Sorry, Chance is just playing with his hair. That's
it's
all.
Just frizzy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For those listening, Chance is just playing with his hair right now.
Yeah, and he's really stroking his hair.
What do you like
lot.
To cook at Christmas time?
Loaded mashed potato casserole is a must.
Ooh.
What's in that?
Okay, so my mom uses a lot of sour cream, bacon, and cheddar cheese. I use Greek yogurt because I like it's lighter and healthier. And then I still do bacon, but I pour the bacon grease into the mashed potatoes and stir it up instead of like butter or some.
And you're from a cold climate area, right?
What is this cold climate question?
We have Nashville has all four seasons.
Oh, so Nashville.
A lot of
my
times
bad.
It'll
Shane,
you're good.
What are you
a lot of times
about?
It will
I'm trying not to I don't think it had anything to do with it. I think it was coincidence, but when you were like, yeah, I like to do Greek yogurt because it's this and this and healthier, I swear.
And then bacon
it looked
grease.
Like Amanda, you were just like kind of like
oh, really?
I think you were just thinking about something else. I had a voice in my head that was like, boo.
But I was
no, but I don't like the taste of sour cream and I like the taste of Greek yogurt.
When I go for a scoop of mashed potato casserole, I know that I'm not getting anything.
I'm not healthy. Trying to be healthy with a mashed potato casserole.
I'm not trying to be healthy. I'm trying to cut where I can cut. And I don't notice
I like
the difference.
That.
Between sour cream and Greek yogurt, and if it's gonna make a big difference in calories and fat, which it does, then I'm gonna cut
it. It's Christmas,
I can't taste
I'm
the difference.
To take years
it's
off
way
my
healthier.
Life.
Boom. Like
I want the nastiest foods on Christmas.
And I'm putting rosemary, I'm putting sage, and I'm putting garlic, and I'm putting onion powder.
It does sound
in.
Incredible.
I'm putting some paprika in for a little bit of spice. Like,
sounds great.
Oh, yeah. What do you guys eat? Like, some people eat, like, turkey, and some people eat
we
ham.
We do Thanksgiving dinner again.
You do?
It's the exact same
Ours is a little different.
Spread.
We do not touch turkey.
What do you guys eat?
We used
ham
to do
family?
Buffalo chicken.
You're
dip.
A hamley?
No, we used to do lamb with mint jelly.
What?
Ham?
I love a lamb!
We used to do lamb with mint jelly, spicy jelly, roast chicken 100%. And then we used to do pearl onion, basically a pearl onion soup.
It all sounds great.
Kind of old school.
We do a baked ziti.
Mm.
That makes sense.
Just one big ass baked ziti.
And then we do a bacalhau.
Huh?
Bacalhau. We've been doing bacalhau every year. Bacalhau is salted cod. It's Portuguese.
Oh, cool.
So we'll have like a whole dish set up. And my uncle's a fisherman, so he'll bring a bunch of smoked fish. And then bacalhau is like, it's kind of a bit of an acquired taste, but some people love it. I just am used to it. It's literally very salted, shredded cod.
Sounds awesome.
And you can put it on bread. You can put it on sweet bread, which is Portuguese. Like, I feel like Christmas is when a lot of the Portuguese traditions come out.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve, we would do steak and crab.
Oh, my God.
But my parents have cows, so the steak is like...
Boxes were all filled with gifts, big and small. But sharing pure love is the greatest gift of all. Stay cozy, my people, and have a Boss year.
Get into the holiday spirit with Boss and our ultimate gifting edit. Visit your nearest store or explore our curated selection online at boss.com.
Like, they killed, like, they have full cows in there.
Whoa.
So, but I don't like steak.
Oh.
I love steak.
So then I just eat the crab.
Okay.
And the loaded mashed potato casserole. But then Christmas Day, we do chicken and waffles.
I'm not hating on...
Chicken and waffles? Mm-hmm.
That sounds incredible. I'm not hating on my mom and our cooking. Like, our cooking is just very standard, like, spread. Mm-hmm. I'm jealous of all this insane shit that you guys are...
You can. I mean, now that I live on the West Coast, I literally am married to someone who eats Russian food. Basically, like, Jewish food.
Where do you get the lamb?
That makes
the
sense
lamb
for Portuguese.
Is East Coast. The lamb is East Coast.
The lamb is East Coast.
I do not eat lamb.
Is
here.
Lamb
is like, where do you get lamb?
The lamb is East Coast. Got but it. Here we'll have, like, he likes salted herring, which I'm not the biggest fan of.
Is that a bird?
No, it's a
herring.
That's
is a fish.
Herring is a fish.
But it'll be like a lot of like pickles and like onions and beets. And he makes the most amazing dish where it's like really thinly sliced potatoes. And then meat that you kind of hammer down, flatten, cheese, onion,
ooh,
tomatoes, and you put it in the oven and it's layered.
Ooh.
I could literally have it for days.
That sounds incredible.
It is so good. Yeah. And they make cabbage wraps. Like, him and his mom are just phenomenal cooks.
No, see, I grew up in the household that had the canned cranberry.
That's
the kind of food we're having.
I'm having baked ziti for Christmas Eve, but then Christmas Day I'm eating at LAX. So,
oh, that's true. So,
what do you eat at LAX?
Yikes!
Yeah. Well, we go to the Dunkin' Donuts,
okay,
and we get a donut and a nice coffee.
You don't go to the Chili's too? That's a mistake.
There's a Chili's at LAX.
There's a Chili's too.
What do you mean a Chili's?
Oh, a
Chili's
to go. A Chili's
to go.
It's no. There's a whole bar and everything. You can sit down.
Oh yeah.
You've never been to the Chili's at LAX. You have not lived.
I think it's the terminal you're at.
Yeah. What terminal? What airline are you going through? Because I've never seen a Chili's.
I'm either at the
Southwest. Like the different districts of Hunger Games.
I've been there.
I've never been there. I love Southwest.
You have to go. It's always lit. It's always packed.
Terminal 4.
Let us know in the comments who is at the Chili's 2.
Meet up. Let's do a meet up, a Smosh Mouth meet up at the
Chili's too. In LA. You have to buy plane tickets to go.
Yeah, where are we going?
Actually, someone did do their birthday party at a Chili's at an airport, and people had to buy tickets to go to the
birthday
party.
That is so much fun.
It's
so that is so much fun.
It was a big deal when it happened. This is a couple years ago.
You're
going
to go on a trip this weekend. It's my birthday. You have to meet me at a Chili's too before you go.
Didn't someone talk about doing that with a Waffle House here? Was that you?
Are there waffle houses in
no,
LA?
No, far. But we were talking about like taking, getting a flight house? To go to a waffle house.
Oh God, maybe.
I
want to
do that.
Chicken and waffles on Christmas Day, though.
I was just
going to
say chicken and waffles.
I friggin' love chicken and waffles.
Me too.
I don't know what I'm going to do this Christmas because I'm here on the West Coast. Probably just a bunch of Russian food.
Fun.
So good.
Sounds incredible.
The only thing is, Russian food is, I'm not used to it because it's so much sour cream. It's so.
I can't tell if you're kidding.
No, I'm dead serious. My husband lives and dies by sour cream.
That's so funny.
I call him Dairy Queen because he loves dairy.
One of my best friends in middle school, I came over to her house after school in middle school and we had ravioli. And I was like, yes, I love ravioli. And she put a huge scoop of sour cream on top of it. And I went, whoa, never seen this before.
It wasn't ricotta?
No.
It wasn't mascarpone?
No, it was sour cream.
Mascarpone. Yeah, absolutely.
Yummy.
God dang.
Yeah.
We really love talking about food and drink on this episode.
Yeah, okay,
because that's so holiday.
That is a lot of Christmas.
But
yeah.
Also, what's very Christmassy for me is movies. Like very traditional. You watch the same movies every year.
Oh, not my family.
Oh,
we're watching the biggest block. We love to watch the biggest blockbuster.
Ooh,
really?
Not always.
So what's this year?
Even if it's like, it's what comes out on Christmas.
I mean, a lot of movies come out Christmas Day.
Oh, so you guys go to the theater.
Go to the theater around that time, but on the actual day, we'll watch whatever the biggest one is that's just getting released.
On
like
Netflix
we watched Black Adam last year.
Oh, God,
we watched
no.
Black Adam.
No.
And my whole family is like, let's watch. Well, we also love superhero things.
Okay.
All of us do.
Oh, you're all into it.
We're all
see,
into
my
it.
Family.
Even my
parents.
Mom is like crying. She's like, did you like Loki? I'm like, yeah, I like Loki.
Oh, see, my parents are not into that
I
at
love
all.
That.
My mom, every year, she's just like, oh, It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh,
it's my
gosh.
Favorite. And it's like, and like, nobody else is going to watch it with her, but sometimes I'll be like, all right, I'll sit.
Aww. Ours is a Christmas story. I can't fucking stand that movie.
Really? It plays just nonstop. You're going to end up watching that movie, whether you like it or not.
Christmas story growing up,
we
were so annoyed.
There's the one part that's
annoying.
Ours is the Christmas episode of West Wing.
What?
Yeah.
That's the most insane thing I think I've ever heard.
You guys are
in
a cool family.
Life.
I'm not.
You're
we
joking.
Watch it a lot.
What?
Or we watch the Christmas compilation episode of SNL. My family loves that.
Okay.
Ours is the Grinch. Love Actually.
Oh, I love the Grinch.
That's my favorite movie in the world.
Wait, okay, hold. Whoa!
That's the one Christmas thing you brought.
But yeah,
Chance is wearing Grinch socks, and they are amazing.
Aren't they amazing?
I will say the Ron Howard Christmas, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. That's
is that the Jim Carrey one?
Yes,
is my favorite.
It is.
But besides Christmas movies, I think it's top 10 one of my favorite movies in the world.
Wow!
It is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Don't say you've never seen it.
I have seen. I haven't seen it since I saw it in theaters.
Oh my God.
I remember not like
Shane. You can't even say that.
No,
you can't even say that.
It
was like
I didn't love it when I saw it in theaters.
But Shane,
in
2003, I know you, and I know the comedy genius you are. You could take that. You could take that.
Wow,
I just give you a
compliment.
And I think if you rewatch it right now, I think if you rewatch it right now, there are so many hidden gems for adults in there that are brilliant jokes.
So funny.
Max, a car would have paid for itself by now.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Back to my pitch.
Oh yeah, movie.
Back to my pitch.
Movie pitch.
Okay. It's a sequel to The Grinch. Cindy Lou is grown up. The Grinch is gone now. Cindy Lou, who is grown up.
I just said her
The Grinch
name
is gone now. She's looking for love.
Oh.
She's looking for love. But she keeps trying.
She's a slut.
She just like gets people over, and then she wants people to put on a Grinch mask.
Oh my God. So she has
I
a
like
Grinch.
How this movie is just an episode of Seinfeld.
Cindy Lou has a Grinch fetish. So she's looking for love.
Yeah.
George, she wants me to put
she's
this
trying.
Mask on.
She's like, fuck, this is my king.
Wait,
are
is
you
this
gonna
a horror or a thriller?
Know. No, I think it's like I don't know what it is.
So she
maybe
gets
a musical.
She gets men alone, almost like Promising Young Woman, and she's like,
Whoa.
She's like, hey, throw on this mask. And I'm like, okay. And they put on the mask, and then she goes, throw on the bodysuit. And they have to put on the Jim Carrey
bodysuit.
That's
crazy. Meanwhile, 9 hours of makeup.
It's the actress who played Cindy Lou Who. Oh, that's crazy.
Where is she now?
Where is she now? What does she look
Christine
like?
Christine Baranski's performance in that movie.
Yes.
is legend.
My sister was her for Halloween.
Just said, Brent, I am clearly the only person in this room
where she's like, hi. So my sister and my brother-in-law were them for Halloween this year.
Wow.
And my sister, but he looked insane. Because remember, it's the big ass eyebrows. Was it Jeffrey Tambor?
Yes, I think so. I wish we Five Nights at Freddy'd you and made it look like it was a real story, but you would have known.
What?
Yeah, there's a real story about this green guy who lives.
Yeah, I know the Grinch. I've seen this.
The, you about the Grinch?
The animated one is the one I liked as a kid.
See, I think I you as a comedian
the Jim
would
Carrey
love,
one.
Yeah, it's just so good.
I know everything about it, too. I know that he had to go through CIA torture training in order to do that role because it was so
CIA
insane.
Torture training?
Yes, because the makeup was the makeup so hurt. Intense and it was 9 hours of putting it on every day. And
Dinner with myself? I can't cancel that again.
Yeah. Growing up and still, Home Alone is number one. I don't think any Christmas movie is better than Home Alone.
Elf?
Joe Pesci.
Elf is funnier, but Home Alone is overall
Home
a better
Alone
movie.
Home Alone is a classic.
Home Alone is, I think, a perfect movie.
And Die Hard.
Die Hard, I get. Die Hard.
They're the same movie. You said the same thing twice.
People can say Die Hard is a Christmas movie. I don't have a problem with that. I don't think it's a fun movie to watch on Christmas.
I love it on Christmas.
I'd rather watch The Polar Express.
I do not like that one.
Absolutely.
You know what I think is a Christmas movie? Oh, whoa. Polar Express? We have hate for Polar Express?
Fuck that movie.
Whoa!
Weird.
That movie's so weird. I do not like
that
movie.
That movie is nightmare fuel.
The book is great, but the movie sucks.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Do you love it? Is this
I love the Polar Express.
Wait, the animation?
Hate that movie.
The hot cocoa scene alone.
Oh, Tom Hanks came to slay.
Yeah, he did. The you know how many people he voices? He also voices the little black girl. I don't know if you knew that.
No, stop.
No, he didn't.
You could have gotten us.
Tom Cruise voices the black girl in Polar Express.
Tom Hanks. It's true.
Tom Hanks.
Cruise.
No, Tom Cruise
is in it, and he just plays that role.
Tom Cruise has a special appearance of playing the black girl in Polar
talented.
Express.
He is, say what you will, but he is
he really went against type on that one.
I went to go see the Polar Express in theaters, and I remember it was the day I got my Live Strong bracelet.
Yes, I remember.
What a time.
See, that's a mistake. That's why that movie sucks. Because
we took a field trip to go see it.
Oh, it was amazing. You guys have to appreciate the Christmas movies that come out now because they are going against all of nostalgia. They are pushing
I love
against.
That.
It is so hard for them. Also, side note, you know what else is a Christmas movie? Goodfellas.
What?
Goodfellas is such a Christmas movie, but I cannot rewatch that. It's just too
I want to watch an uplifting movie. I want to watch an uplifting movie on Christmas Day.
I want to watch but Home Alone.
It's uplifting. The end makes me cry every time. When he looks out the window and the neighbor's hugging his son, I'm always just like, God dang. Like,
I love
and
that.
So as a kid, it didn't make me cry because I didn't give a shit about the neighbor and his son. I'd be like, fuck this guy. You got to go beat up those burglars.
Yeah.
Now, as an adult, when I hear the whole, like, him at the church and he's talking, he's just like, yeah, I don't talk to my son anymore. Like, I don't talk to my daughter anymore.
Oh.
And he's like, daughter. Yeah, whatever, differences, whatever. And then you see at the end, they reconcile.
They
like,
reconcile.
Oh, God.
It was so sweet.
It's about family and it's got multiple levels of it.
Yeah, that look when she comes in the door and sees him.
It's so sweet.
Oh, you
it's
know what so movie sweet. My brother and I are obsessed with growing up was Man. Christmas with the Cranks.
I've never seen it.
Oh my God.
Wait, who's in that? Again?
It's, who are the actors? It's the guy who plays Santa Claus. And
Tim Allen
and the girl in the Activia commercials,
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay, they get these crazy tans because they're like, we're so, it's okay. I'm not gonna explain the movie you haven't seen anyway. Nobody wants to listen to a
Christmas?
Podcast of a girl explaining a movie.
You guys,
yeah, I do.
Y'all remember,
podcasts do. I don't know, they're describing premises of every Christmas movie.
You know what was super influential to my childhood was the Christmas episode of Codename Kids Next Door.
Okay.
And respect. The whole
I don't even know what this is.
Codename Kids Next Door.
I know what it is.
But also that's a fun topic is Christmas episodes.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what is the episode about?
It's like they go to the North Pole.
I tried him.
Oh, is he making this up?
No.
No.
No, it was a real show.
It was a real show.
So what
but
did
their
it?
Christmas special was bonkers. They were like, it was like they went to the North Pole to save him, but they were like, also X-Men coded. So like there was Wolverine with like...
Stop.
you're so mad at it.
No, I just... It's so crazy. It's like when I watched Krampus. Did you guys ever see Krampus?
No.
Yeah, what?
No.
It's a Christmas horror movie. It's about Krampus.
That's probably why I didn't see
it. And it's insane. Me and my sister watched it. It's Santa wild.
Claus the bad guy, or is there something else?
No, there's something else. And it's Krampus. And he's a demon.
Oh.
He's a Christmas
demon.
Does he
give people gifts, though?
I need a Sarah Price Christmas movie.
He does not give people.
She's like, oh, this Christmas time.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me pitch my Christmas movie with Sarah Christ. Yeah. Sarah Christ. I kind of want her to find love at the end. And the guy's like, I got you a little gift. And she's like, shut the fuck up. She like slaps him across. But I kind of want, it's Sarah Christ. And I kind of want that Home Alone moment where she reconciles with her daughter.
Oh.
But she's on the search for a killer.
Of course.
And it's the Creekside Killer.
Wait, I know how the trailer ends. Zoom out. And it's a snow globe. And on the edge of the snow globe, it's this woman walking, smoking, going, I don't know how to get out of here.
Yes! Wait, that's brilliant. She's outside of the snow globe?
No, she's on the edge of it. Just being like, I don't know how to get out.
I don't know how to get out of here. And the Creekside Killer is just on the thing. And it's just her in her own snow globe searching for the Creekside Killer. God, that is so perfect. She has to get out.
My Christmas movie would be a combination of Snowpiercer and Polar Express.
Oh, and so now you love Polar
Express.
Fuck
yeah.
No, but that combo I'd like.
Yeah.
No, I like
Polar
Express.
You have to get through the train.
I like the story of Polar Express. Going back really quick, I like the story of Polar Express. The animation and everything in that movie tripped me the
me
hell
too. I did not
out.
Like the animation.
And there's that one kid who's annoying as shit.
He's so
with the glasses. I'm like, I get kick him off the train, throw him out into the cold. Yeah. Let me see him freeze to death. I hate this. Otherwise, it's fine.
That theme, the choir theme in the song. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, the music's great. The eyes are dead.
Yeah, yeah.
The animation really
fucked
me up.
The eyes are dead.
The eyes are so dead, I can't get into it.
Which reminds me of, remember that animation back in the day? What was it? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Oh, yeah.
Claymation.
Oh, that's...
Claymation. What is that movie called?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay, thank you.
That was... We talked about it, The Life and Adventures of Santa Claus, the one where he fights dragons.
Yes. Yeah,
that one's nuts.
That one's nuts.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was another staple in my household.
And the claymation of the Abominable Snowman?
Oh, yeah.
That was wild. Terrifying.
Bumbers bounce!
It was
whoa!
So scary.
You know who's kind of cunty?
Yukon Cornelius,
who's
man.
I'm Mr. Heat Miser.
Cunty.
Wait,
yeah.
Who's that again?
The Heat Miser.
In that?
It's in The Life and Adventures of Santa Claus.
Oh, is that? It's not in Rudolph?
It's not in Rudolph.
I've never seen it.
I think
Life
it was in Rudolph.
Rudolph has, it has Rudolph, it has the elf who wants to be a dentist.
Yes.
It has Yukon Cornelius, and then it has the Burl Ives snowman.
Did you just recently watch it?
No, I've watched that movie so many times.
Wow.
Mm. That's got everything. It's got Skinny Santa. Where yes. Mrs. Claus ooh. is like, eat Santa, eat.
Oh my God.
Who wants
God.
A skinny Santa?
Oh whoa. My God.
That claymation really freaked me out. I think that's why I didn't watch it a bunch. But
no, it freaked me out too as a kid.
But then we watched the Snow Queen. You ever seen The Snow Queen? It's really old school. Like we had it on VHS. It's like... from the 70s.
Whoa.
It's called The Snow Queen. You've never heard the story of The Snow Queen?
I know the
story. It's like two kids who are stolen from their home, and then the Snow Queen lives in this castle, and she's like flying through space. It's an old fucking movie.
Frozen.
Remember, I had a bunch of older siblings that I watched whatever.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people end up watching some weird-ass shit on Christmas.
No. Was there a Christmas SpongeBob episode?
There's a Christmas everything episode, yeah. I feel like.
But was there one for SpongeBob?
There's got to be.
Yeah.
There's got to be. I would watch the Johnny Bravo Christmas episode. I would watch Cartoon Network and whatever Christmas episode was on.
That's what I love about Christmas is that there's an episode for,
yeah.
Incredible.
I'd watch
what's your
that.
Christmas movie?
I mean, Home Alone.
Oh, yeah. You said
Home Alone is number
one. No, but
one.
The one that you were going to pitch, it's...
Oh, Polar Express and Snowpiercer.
Okay, yeah.
So it's Polar Express, but it's been running for so long, and now it's the only thing where people can live on the earth.
I love that.
Because everything else is frozen over.
That's great.
So you have to survive on the Polar Express on
there
hot
was
chocolate.
There was one show where Santa Claus was a constant bad guy, and I can't remember what it was. They would, like, always fight Santa Claus.
That's awesome.
Write in the comments who
and
we
would,
think
like,
that is.
I think it was a superhero team as well.
Mm, bad Santa?
No.
What in your head at this point, when you think of Santa, what comes into your mind?
Yeah, what does Santa look like? Kind of Santa. You guys?
Mine's the classic. Mine's the like Coca-Cola Santa.
He's mischievous to me.
You think Santa's mischievous?
How can he not be?
What?
Sneaking into people's houses. I mean, putting things there that weren't there before.
Kurt Russell.
You didn't ask me if I wanted this.
You got too much coal as a kid, love.
And who was.
Your hair fell.
Your beanie fell. I'm trying to think what I think. I think just grandpa.
Always watching. Sorry.
I think grandpa. Loyal grandpa.
So yours is so Chance, you think Santa is mischievous looking? Like big smile, like up to here?
Yeah, like a horrific man.
Not horrific, just mischievous.
An aunt. Ew.
I think loyal grandpa.
I agree with Shane. I always think Coca-Cola commercial grandpa.
Yeah.
He's always jolly. I just think he's jolly.
Just because that commercial makes me so happy. The polar bears and Santa. Just to think that they're all open up a glass bottle of Coca-Cola and they're sliding down a mountain. That commercial makes me happy.
It does. That's pretty sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you guys ever, I have a Christmas tradition that I feel like nobody else does. Did any of you hide the pickle?
Yes.
What?
I just said this to fucking H yesterday. I was like, we need a pickle for the tree. He's like,
yeah.
Why would we put a real pickle in the tree?
I'm like, no.
It was a tradition we introduced.
So it's, you don't need, it doesn't need to be a real pickle.
You can buy an ornament. You can buy an ornament.
You hide the pickle in the tree.
Like Pickle Rick.
And then.
Yeah, so. You get this pickle ornament, and ours was just like a glass little.
Is this why they sell so many pickle ornaments?
Yeah. Yes.
And you hide it. My mom would hide it in the tree.
Yep.
And then my brother and I, or brothers, depending on which Christmas, would go out, and whoever could find it first gets to open up a present.
Gets to open
Christmas
up a present. Then.
Right then. And it's hard to find because it's green. So it's you're looking throughout a tree, and our tree was just littered with ornaments.
Yep.
You know who else found a green pickle on Christmas?
Who?
Cindy Lou Who.
Yeah! Ew, you disgusting man!
That's part of his
Christmas
pitch.
Is ruined!
Christmas is ruined!
That's part of his pitch.
There's gotta be
We gonna find the pickle,
you know what,
is the tagline of the
movie. You know what I hate, though? There's gotta be a Grinch porno.
Ew! Ew, you're right.
I have a weird Christmas tradition.
You're right, and I'm mad about it.
My family and I, we do, when I go to Florida, we do like a big white elephant. And for stealing, we think you have to pay the price. So we do two options. You either have to get iced and take a Smirnoff ice, which is only
Love
for
it.
The cousins. The adults don't do it, except Uncle Robin.
Nice.
Who can really take
hell
it?
Hell yeah.
Freaking Uncle Robin, hell yeah.
Freaking
dude.
Uncle Robin can take it. And the adults don't do that. Or if you want to steal a gift, you have to do a karaoke song of the person who's the gift you're stealing's choice.
Wait, that's amazing.
So we could pick like a humiliating ass song.
I
have to
love
make them
that.
Sing
Baby
that.
Shark.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Or one year we only did
Take Me to Your Christmas.
One year it was just 9 to 5 over and over and over.
No, it's not.
No, God, no.
Yeah. Oh.
Take Me to Your Christmas one day.
Take me to your Christmas.
We're gonna crash your Christmas.
Poop in the ocean if you mind.
Yeah, you guys, please.
We're gonna go to LAX.
They'd be like, oh, these are all your coworkers from Smoosh.
Oh.
They always say Smoosh, and they always say Stew Kid. And I go, it's Star Kid and it's Smosh.
They just like the double O.
They just, I don't know how you just.
Stew Kid is crazy.
It is
like,
hilarious.
Or it's always like the stars thing. The star thing and Smoosh. It's always Smoosh.
Yeah, families don't know how to say Smosh. It's just like not, doesn't register for them.
Yeah.
No.
I have a weird family tradition that we, every year, we don't do it. It's just for my mom. She does it to herself.
Oh, this is incredible.
Always. Every
gets
year
drunk.
Has a gift. Yeah. Every year she has a gift that's to her from her.
No.
Every
no.
single
no.
year.
She opens
awesome.
It up.
When I was little, she would go, oh my God. And it's the most, it's the
a
biggest
vibrator.
Gift and it's the biggest, beautiful wrapped present. She went, oh my God. To me, from me.
No.
Okay,
this
that
is
part's
crazy.
Psycho.
That's psycho.
And she opens it and it's always like,
It's a gorgeous scarf that I've always wanted. It's like a fucking tradition.
This you have to film it this year. You have to film it.
It feels like an invasion.
Just film it for me. Always.
For my private collection.
But you guys said dildo. You know, last Christmas, she gave me a traveling vibrator. Last Christmas. It was me. It was me, my husband, and my sister. And we were all sitting there, and she was like, I got you a gift.
What
she
makes
was
all your vibrator like, not traveling?
Tinier? I don't fucking know.
Okay. And she, you opened that in front of, like, your whole family.
Yeah. She was dying.
That's crazy.
Made her laugh?
Oh, yeah. She gave it. She was like, I don't know. You guys are probably traveling. H, you'll probably love it. And H was dying. I'm dead serious.
That's crazy.
That's fully nuts.
And it was opened. The box was opened.
What?
She opened it?
The box was ripped open.
No.
Yes.
No.
So, yeah, I wrote a sketch about it at UCB. And
this
we
is the most
it.
Insane what
was
the
because
joke
it
of
the literally,
sketch?
The sketch was.
Oh, I saw the sketch.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah. She gave me a traveling vibrator that was opened.
So, what did you. What, did you.
So.
And H was just like. This is great, Cindy. Thank you so much. And she's like, I figured you guys would love it. I don't know.
That's.
She was dying laughing. And she went, it's
insane.
A joke, but it's not. You should use it.
I
why the fuck is it open?
Thank you, mother.
Why the hell
thanks,
is it
my
open?
My mom does thanks, a thing mom. Where thanks. Now that Santa's not real in our household, she has to describe every gift from a certain Santa. So if she's giving someone like yoga pants, she goes, from yoga Santa.
Okay, that's awesome.
That's
she'll go,
cute.
She'll go, like if she got my dad some whiskey, she'll go, from alcoholic Santa. Every single
I like
thing.
That.
I like the idea of a bunch of different Santas.
It's, mm-hmm. it's every gift is
that's
from a
cute.
Certain type of Santa.
Chance, do you have a weird tradition that you do for Christmas?
We always open our jammies up Christmas Eve. We always have
jammies?
Christmas
jammies.
Yeah, I get Christmas jammies every year, and we always open it
Are
up.
Are they the same?
No, they're different every year.
The same pair every
year. You imagine?
And now
every...
my mom kind of likes to do bits.
No, but
so
are
she
you,
got me
the
like
jammies the same?
Like no, everyone's... all the jammies are different.
Oh, okay.
But now they're kind of like jokes. She likes to get weird ones now. So last year, mine were like, it was black Santa and black reindeer. Don't ask how the reindeer were black.
Okay.
Voiced by Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise
voiced all the black reindeer.
But that's pretty much
where
it.
Where do you get black Santa PJs?
I don't know where she gets them. I think TJ Maxx, because she gets everything from TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx, crushing it.
It is literally the best place on earth.
Mm-hmm.
The PJs are so... freaking cute. I got PJs last year from my mother-in-law, and they were like capris on me. And I was like, yay, snowflakes that go up to my knees. I love it.
Yeah.
I looked like I was from the 20s. I was like, to my knees.
What do you guys do the week after Christmas leading up to New Year's?
Oh, yeah. That week is
the
weird.
The dead week. Yeah.
It's a weird week.
It's sort of like that's the holiday week because people go like, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. So it's like, all right, we got this stretch now.
Yeah.
Where we're kind of just chilling. It's just usually pretty chill for my family.
I chill and I start watching movies. Is like that's when
same.
I really
prime movie time.
Outdoor walks. I'm like obsessed with. I remember like growing up, we would all like go on like family outdoor walks.
Mm.
But I moved to not the biggest nature like in LA, so we don't have that. But walks, movies, just things that I've wanted to do.
I do watch a lot of movies. I feel like in a way you could argue like any. Trilogy or series is a Christmas movie thing because I feel like you end up rewatching a series of movies around Christmas time.
Oh,
like Lord
Harry
of the Rings.
Potter's.
Like
yes,
a lot of
them Harry
Potter. Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings, I feel like you could end up watching at that time. I end up watching Star Wars a lot.
Yep, same.
Like the original trilogy around Christmas time, I'm a big fan.
This year, I kind of want to. I haven't seen all of The Sopranos in all of its entirety.
You can watch all of The Sopranos.
Maybe I'll try to do that.
I love The Sopranos.
I respect
it. You would absolutely love it.
Well, yeah. It's just, I've been sick of being like, I've never finished it.
Edie Falco is like the greatest human being in that series ever.
I see it.
All right.
Well, guys, we have a little fun ending segment that we're going to try. It's called Foaming at the Mouth.
Yeah.
And you each get a minute to rant. Or have a hot take about something that you're really passionate about.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could do it. You could holiday centric, or if you just have something this year that you've been thinking about.
Let's just get it off our plate so we can have a good holiday.
I could start. I could start.
Mine,
You start.
I'm about to start.
Let me give you a timer. Ready?
All right, sure.
Set, go.
I think Christmas is starting sooner and sooner every year. It used to start, like, I'd say, like, the week after Thanksgiving was what I felt like it started. And then it was like, okay, right after Thanksgiving, now it's begun. I swear, this year, it was right after Halloween. That they're like, yeah, now Christmas decorations are up. And I'm like, this is way too soon. You can't have, like, 2 months out of the year dedicated to Christmas. I love Christmas, but it's better if you compact it a little bit more. If we start doing the Christmas vibes after Halloween, I'm exhausted by the time December 1st hits. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's already been Christmas for a while now. I'm like, no, stop.
Preach.
It's after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. That's all I need. That's all the time I need.
Mm, nice. 48
Thank you,
seconds.
Woman.
Kids?
I'm still thinking about mine.
You don't have to. If you don't have one,
oh,
that's
I'm gonna
okay.
have one. I'm gonna have one.
I'll foam at the mouth right now.
Mild takes.
I'll foam at the mouth. I got my Christmas tree, and I was like, "What the fuck? I don't understand these people that are charging over $100 for a tree. It is in nature. They cut it down, and they're selling it to me for over $100. It is a tree that we find in nature, and it's Christmas time. I'm already spending a lot of money. You know, you don't get to respond to this." And I got a tree, and literally, if you get a tree under 5 feet, it's like $70. Just because you get a tree that's extra tall, it's $185.
People hating on short things.
What is wrong? Like, okay, I get that it's more, I'm pissed.
No, it's true.
I'm just like, motherfuckers, this is in nature. Mm. It is your, you don't own this shit.
In nature. I don't think they grow them. I don't think they take one from nature.
You should pay God.
Whatever. You should pay God. That's my foaming at the mouth, motherfuckers.
Okay, I have one.
Okay, go. Go.
Start the clock. This is unrelated to anything going on right now. Why are we always talking about Santa and not Mrs. Claus? Unrelated to anything. Just a question. Why are we always saying that he's doing the work? We don't know what she's doing, okay? Unrelated to anything, I think that she's always pushed to the side, okay? I think we don't know her story, okay?
Oh, no.
Let her have a stand.
What's going on here?
I'm foaming at the mouth, Shane and Amanda. I'm foaming at the smosh mouth, Shane and Amanda. Let me have give me the mic. She is always just sitting there while he gets to eat those cookies. Come on. Also, my second foaming at the mouth, my landlord the other day told me to slow down when I'm pulling into the parking lot because his stray cats, I'm going to run them over. And I was
okay,
like, the nerve.
Okay.
Can I foam at the mouth
okay,
about a third
we're
thing?
Done.
Airline
we're
food.
Done.
My
okay,
God.
That's enough. There Wait, is no airline
love,
food anymore.
I love the idea of Mrs. Claus listening to this, and she's like, shit, no. No, don't tell
me. She's
him.
Like,
I'm
her
not,
story.
I don't want to work.
Her
work.
Story.
Fuck no.
History.
Sitting
history.
Back home with a pina colada, just like, oh, God.
Oh, my God. Shit. Calling me in again.
I employ publicists to work on my image.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want to.
Okay, Chance. The clock has started, bitch.
Okay. I need people to step up their Christmas fashion.
Ah!
Because, like, you're wearing the same damn sweater you've worn the past 4 years. Get a new one, bitch. Like, it's out of date. It's out of style. It looks a little crusty. You need a new one.
Step
and
it
not
up.
Just the Christmas sweater, too. Because I know you're wearing that same damn Christmas tie that you've been wearing the past 7 years. Get a new fucking one. Because there are more days, there are more events, and you're wearing the same tie to the same event every year to multiple events. You're going to wear the same Christmas outfit to multiple events on different days? Mm-hmm. No.
Yes.
No, you're not. Yeah, my
yes,
Christmas
honey.
Outfit today.
Yes.
Well, it's just like... Diversify your portfolio
thank
a little
you,
bit.
Thank you.
Right?
The Christmas tie, 100%.
And there are so many Christmas colors that are like not just...
Red and green.
Red and green. You yes. can do red and white. You can do a gold. You can do a khaki and a red.
Show me something I haven't seen before.
Yeah, let's yes. play around with color a little bit.
You just
bit.
Said that you wear the same clothes from when you were in high school. And then you're
also true.
Jumping on this boat.
I love that. That's a good foaming at the mouth. That's
good.
Legit. Like,
I respect
and
that.
And also... Real quick, we don't need to wear glitter every holiday. You don't need to sparkle,
well,
although sparkle's
well,
cute.
Can
okay.
you believe that? My landlord goes, can you slow down when you go into the parking lot?
Okay.
My stray cat, Crispy. I don't want you to run over her. Well, then why is she a stray
she's
cat?
She's not your
and
stray cat.
And why is she
cat?
Called Crispy?
And I went, I can't see a cat when I'm driving up. I'm kidding. I don't want to harm a cat, okay? But
Amanda doesn't care about trees. Angela doesn't care about cats.
I care about cats.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And Chance wants you to level up your fashion this holiday. Yeah. So Merry Christmas. I hope that you are enjoying your time and watching your favorite movies. Put in the comments what movies you watched this Christmas.
Yeah, what's the best Christmas movie? Let us know.
Let us know. All right.
Love y'all.
Bye. See you later.